your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
And welcome to week number 10. Week number one of high school playoffs, folks. Welcome. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Alongside me, per usual, Ron Lehrman. Good evening, Ron.
Well, good evening, Clark.
And welcome to what we call the city. And the city location, our venue tonight, is Harbor Beach. And with you're within 10 miles of our radio voice. We're about 40 minutes away from game time. Come on in and enjoy the festivities, get something from the concession stand, and sit down to watch probably an excellent football game.
Indeed, it is Harbor Beach taking on Brown City in Division 7 high school playoffs. We have a few games going around in the area. We'll get to that in a few details. Ron, what would you discuss? I mean, trying to draw as many people in here. What's the weather like tonight?
Well, it's an excellent night for football. Usually kids don't really care what type of weather they play in. It's the people who sit in the stands kind of care what's going on out there. But it's a cold, crisp evening. I was hoping the rain would hold off so neither team would have an excuse for that. The field conditions look great. We've got markers on this side on the ground.
That's
this
right.
Time.
Props to the flight staff and the custodian staff here in Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
And finally put numbers on the field.
So we can see. And, you know, folks, even though we're from Harbor Beach, I want to point out that we're here to do a job, and we do the job. And Clark Ramsey, I want to tell you, folks, is still wearing green.
It's less green than per usual, though.
I noticed that. You don't have the green jacket, the green sweats. You can barely, it's got a hint of green on the tie, but, we'll pin that later and get his prediction on that one. I'd like to give out a special shout-out, though, to Lyle Morley and the gang. I know he's listening to the pregame to us, and he says we do a great job.
Well, we always appreciate the good feedback there. And, folks, as you are heading to your game tonight, we would like to hear the scores from you. That's 269-1021 or star 102 on your thumb cellular phone. Once again, if you have any scores out there, dial 269-1021, and we'll set up our text messaging service in just a moment here. I'll get to that in just a second, but you're tuned to the station that rocks the docks, shakes lakes, and your home for high school's football. That's WLAW 102.1 FM.
Are you looking for a cell phone without a long-term commitment that actually works in the thumb area? Are you sick and tired of bad reception from the other guys? Then it's time to get on the fast track with Thumb Cellular. And right now, they have the hottest deals of the season. Thumb Cellular has prepaid no-commitment rates as low as a penny a minute and 3 cents a text. Now, through October 31st, get the Motorola Z6M cell phone and a $20 prepaid card for just $39.99 with free activation. This card gets you over 600 minutes or 600 texts. Also on sale is the LG 260 Rumor cell phone with a $35 airtime card and free activation for just $59.99. Remember, with Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid cards, there's no credit check, no contract, and no overages. You must act quickly because this sale is through October 31st only. So stop by Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe Carol Pigeon in Sandusky. Then you too will know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb.
When it comes to braces, trust your smile to a professional, qualified orthodontist, Dr. Larry Eggison in Bad Axe. Dr. Larry Eggison has 3 years postgraduate study, which is required to qualify as an orthodontist. Proper orthodontic treatment can't focus on dental displacement or deal with the control and modification of the jawbone. In most cases, crooked teeth and improper bites involve procedures that can only be performed by an orthodontist. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 989-269-6811. Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area youth.
And we're back here in Harbor Beach. We are about 35 minutes away from kickoff in week number one of high school playoffs. Tonight on WLAW, we're covering Division 8. And, of course, Ron, we have a few other teams in the area. In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. But I want to go, my play-by-play guy always has a favorite word of his when a penalty goes up. He says, it didn't happen.
Don't even think about it. Don't even look at it.
Don't. Right. Well, you know what? The playoff is the same type of attitude you go in. The 9 weeks they did, you know, sure, it won league, but now this is a different type of thing.
That didn't even happen.
It didn't even happen. They're going to the playoffs. It's all even. It's do or die type of game. And we're going to see how the teams in the area handle the pressure, even though they're the favorite ones. But we're going to see tonight how they deal with the pressure.
So this is technically the pre-district playoff. There's two rounds in the districts, and then they go to regional playoffs. And on the other half of this bracket, we have Harbor Beach taking on Brown City on this side. On the other side, though, the winner of this game will go on to play the winner of Reese and Sandusky. That's a very good matchup.
Very good matchup, and I believe they're going to Reese with that one. And I would have to give the nod to Reese in that game tonight just because of home field advantage. Sandusky has shown that they have trouble. And, of course, the field condition is going to be great all over the area unless the rain starts moving in. And we hear from Jason from the radio station that, you know, it's coming our way, duck, that type of stuff.
Oh, wow.
But, the weather conditions, and Sandusky likes to throw the ball. And, of course, Reese is going to be a grind it out and throw it every now and then to catch you off guard. But I'm going to take Reese in this one simply because they're at home.
Oh, boy. I'm going to take Sandusky on that one.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
And like Ron was saying, I want to point this out that, yes, I am wearing green, and I apologize to the Harbor Beach fans out there. It's not intended to be Brown City. This is – notice I'm wearing a white shirt.
Okay.
And what does Michigan State wear on the road? White.
Are you sure?
I guarantee it.
I thought they wear those combat
– No. It's only one game a year.
Only one game a year. All right.
They are going on the road to Lincoln, Nebraska for the first time ever, and they're going to take on the Cornhuskers in a – Legends division in the Big Ten. Should be a good one tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's why I'm wearing a little bit of green, but mostly white, because we're on the away team tonight.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I'd buy that, folks, because you've been wearing green all year. And, of course, when we get down, I will go and tell you and show you which team I pick, as I am wearing their color tonight.
Well, that's a long way.
That's about 25 minutes away, still.
Right. So keep it locked on. And the other game going on, Ron, in the area, is Ubley against Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary.
Okay.
That's in Division 8.
That's Division 8, and I thought Saginaw would give them a little go for it, but Ubley has really, the last we saw them against Harbor Beach, Harbor Beach got off to a quick start, and they weren't able to recover because their offense is not a type of recovering type of offense. It's a ground them out, take the time off the clock, and I'm going to go with Ubley in that one.
You're going with Ubley, as am I.
Okay.
We're both picking Ubley on that one, and we're about 31 and a half minutes away from kickoff right here. As the people are starting to file in, you can start hearing the chatter from the stands. We are on the third floor of a beautiful press box here in Harbor Beach, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to catch you up on all of your news and weather, and we'll be back right here in Harbor Beach, as the Brown City Green Devils traveling to the friendly confines of Harbor Beach in Division 7 high school playoffs. Week number one, keep it locked on.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in BedEx. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton Parker and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Hileski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry at a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifle, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sighting services available. Over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock, from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of BedEx. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. Topping the news this hour, a rare October snowstorm is threatening the Northeast this weekend. CNN meteorologist Chad.